Center Wellington. The township has temporarily banned tobogganing in sections of a Fergus Park until the area's safety can be reviewed and addressed for next winter. Approved at a Center Wellington Council meeting Monday evening, staff said temporarily banning tobogganing at Ferrier Park in Fergus is necessary because it has significant obstacles and a lot of hazardous areas that pose a significant risk to users. This follows the township installing no tobogganing signs at several township parks, including Ferrier, last month, to mitigate potential risks and allow staff and the township's insurance provider to evaluate the risk of the township's designated tobogganing hills and outdoor ice rinks after concerns were raised regarding residents' health and safety. The township is currently developing a formalized winter activities risk management program, which includes tobogganing and community ice rinks, and will be fully implemented by winter 2026. Foot Park, Ferrier Park, and South Ridge Park were identified for the program after tobogganing was observed at all three sites. In the report, staff initially recommended banning tobogganing on all township lands excluding Foot and South Ridge until a final report is considered, but this was a concern for all councillors at the meeting, including Councillor Jennifer Adams, who asked to make the prohibition temporary and exclusive to the high-risk areas in Ferrier near Guelph and Union Street identified by staff. Lisa McDonald agreed, saying the ban adds a bit of hardship for families that can't afford sports other than tobogganing. "We want to make sure that there is equitable access," said Cown. Barb Avoy, "We don't have a whole lot of parks where kids can play on a hill, and to close down some and leave some accessible, it is a problem." Staff said they will maintain the banned area at Ferrier Park using existing tobogganing prohibited signs with additional barriers installed to deter activity, in addition to regular inspections and public communication. Tobogganing has been re-permitted at Foot Park and South Ridge Park in Allura for the remainder of this winter season, with interim risk management practices. Managing Director of Community Services Pat Newson later clarified that staff may never be able to reopen the high-risk section of Ferrier without some really extreme measures. She also said she can't guarantee the township has the resources to maintain tobogganing in the less high-risk section of Ferrier, but they'll certainly give it a try. For skating rinks, staff said they chose three locations: South Ridge Park, Bissell Park, and Highland Park, because they are a good overview of the 11 community skating rinks maintained by the township. Regular inspections and installing appropriate signage are currently recommended for all three locations. Since the proposed program exceeds current staffing capacity during winter months, staff have recommended creating a new, temporary full-time winter seasonal laborer position that is anticipated to cost $12,000 in 2025 and $29,000 in 2026. When asked where that money would come from, staff said it would be absorbed through the operating budget and no additional budget implications are anticipated. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.